Ryan, thanks a lot for giving us some time here this morning.
Guys, thanks for having me. Pleasure to be with you.
Was it nice to be back at a rink?
Well, I'm kind of one of those guys who, you know, I can't wait for September to be over, but it was a stark reality that, yes, we are back. Hockey is back. That is a good thing for sure. It's just like, really? Summer's over? We got to start doing this? Okay, here we go.
It was great here because yesterday, the last couple of days, basically as soon as like the Labor Day week goes by, it just buckets of rain, and it was like, oh yeah, summer's officially done here.
Well, we all get our signs, don't we? And last night between your club and the Calgary Flames, it was a reminder of just so much about what lies ahead and the expectations, and obviously, there's some great storylines. So all of it's kind of coming to the point where we can't deny it anymore. This game is back. We better be ready.
We'll touch on the Flames in just a minute, but we did want to get your impression of just how some of the Canucks players looked. Obviously, Jake Vatanen is the one that steals the headlines with a couple of goals there. Just your thoughts on where he looked and from what you've seen in the past, just is this a guy that looks ready to be a NHL regular just based off of early season play here?
Vatanen?
Yes.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, I know there's been a lot of criticism in that market, and I know there's been some criticism throughout his career. He's a former Calgary Hitman. There was criticism when he was in junior. I asked him about it last night, and the last sort of answer he gave us was just, you know, about how he can handle this criticism. And this is a player, and I think he's going to remain a player, and I think he is, going to take some heat for certain things. I know conditioning was a concern. I know in the past there's been some maturity issues, but really I think this is a young guy who's starting to figure out after a number of years under his belt in this league where it's going to go. He's a talent, and every time I watch him in the Saddle Dome, I just expect him to do something, and he delivers. He does it every time. Now, I know consistency is key, and you want to do it in every building every night, but I think we still got to remember that everybody arrives at a different time. You know, I'm hopeful for him that he gets everything figured out. I know Canucks fans are hopeful for the same. And he was the only real Canuck that I was keeping an eye on last night, to be completely honest with you. I was kind of, in these games, I don't read too much about line combos. I'm not reading too much into too many players. I'm looking at some specific people that I want to keep an eye on, that I think a storyline might be, and I want to see how they develop, because the reality is Calgary had a veteran lineup in there last night. Vancouver didn't. Full marks to them because they were kind of asleep for the first half, and Calgary was kind of clicking, and there was some momentum, but it's preseason, and I just don't go too deep on that stuff, especially with the matchups. But full marks for the Canucks, who after two periods came back to do what they needed to do, and it was the first preseason between two teams that likely will never see the same roster go head-to-head, but there was some great stories as far as a great finish and a great story in Jake Vatanen. So, yeah, long-winded answer. He's an NHLer, going to stay an NHLer, and I just wish the best for him.
Well, Ryan, with that caveat about it's the preseason and you can't take too much away from it, one of the standout players for the Flames in the Victoria game was Dylan Dubé. He had a goal. He was all over the ice. Played a little bit with the Flames last year, but he's one of those guys that's kind of on the fringe of the roster. What does he need to do to earn a role on the team permanently?
I think that's a really good, talented young player who will be an NHLer as well, and will get there. Yeah, you mentioned he had some games last year and has had some success at the American Hockey League level. Of course, was the captain of the World Junior team a few years ago, and just a good local Calgary kid who's got great speed. It's just a treat to watch him skate. He's got a great attitude, and he's starting to figure this thing out. And I think he will do more time at the NHL level this season, and I think consistency will be big, night in, night out. And, there's another player who did some good things, got a good reaction last night, and Matthew Phillips, who's a good buddy of Dubé's, who played his junior career in Victoria, standing ovation as he skated off the ice. It was a really neat, touching moment. Two players who grew up together, who have kind of gone through the same different paths, but similar in that they are here as well together, experiencing this as friends. So, yeah, I think Dubé's got a real shot at becoming an NHL regular, and I think the Flames feel he is probably one of their guys who is next, and we'll see when that happens.
Ryan, the Flames, they had such an impressive regular season last year, and then obviously the disappointment in the playoffs. Returning a lot of the same guys, what are expectations in Calgary for this year and this team?
You know, I think now that is the key word, guys. It's about expectations and managing them, and those expectations aren't there unless you're good or if you've done something. And I think they feel they had a great regular season. It didn't start off that way. I mean, this group went over to China and it was a logistical nightmare. It was not the way they drew this thing up. And they had a new face and a guy like James Neal. That didn't go the way they wanted. But they somehow managed to overcome sort of a weird start. And a couple of guys who weren't necessarily playing up to their capabilities, but they also had some career years for a lot of individuals. And it's a cohesive group over there, I will say that. And I think now with those expectations that have been put on them, it sounds as though they relish it. They got a little tougher by adding Milan Lucic. The goaltending is a question going forward to see what exactly they have in David Rittich and Cam Talbot. Talbot didn't have a great outing last night. David Rittich wasn't busy, but so that's going to be a question. But I think I don't really think that they're going to have an issue managing those expectations. I think realistically, obviously, you want to get back to the point where they expect to get into the playoffs. That is an expectation. They need to get Tkachuk done before any of that happens. They need to have another good run here to get into the postseason. I just think that getting in, though, isn't going to be enough. They need to go deep, and I think that's been the mentality around here for a couple of years. Realistically, a couple of years. Everybody wants to go deep, but is it realistic? And I think this team needed to get a little tougher. I think we all know a lot of teams that lose before they can win. And this looks to be one of those teams that just about sick and tired of not having any playoff success. What will the patience level be like? Do they have another gear when the postseason rolls around? That's what I want to see, and who is going to step up, because there's some great regular seasons. We all know how great that is. But now they are one of those teams with the expectation that they need to go deep.
You mentioned Matt Tkachuk there. Now that we start to see some dominoes fall for this team, is it just a matter of hours, or is it going to be a matter of days here for Tkachuk?
Oh, I think it's still a matter of days, and I think who knows? Maybe beyond. The Tkachuk camp is very quiet, understandably so. And now the Flames addressed it early on and are now also quiet. So the negotiations, I can tell you, are ongoing. They've remained positive. It would shock me if there was any kind of leak or negative talk like you've seen in other camps with other RFAs who are not there. I think this will remain buttoned up until it's done. When that is, I do not know. I know a certain you've got to have a certain, I guess, approach to this if you're the Tkachuk camp, and they've taken, you know, the way they feel is best. And I think the Flames are continuing to get this thing on the table, and I think these discussions go back and forth with regularity. And they've remained positive, but we still don't have a deal done here. And as far as the timeline, I'd love to tell you, as we have seen those dominoes fall, that this one's next. But I don't ever want to create any panic, or I don't want to create any false sense that it's about to happen. But I can tell you that it's still ongoing, and we'll see how it all shakes down. But that's about it for now.
He is Ryan Leslie. You can follow him on Twitter at RyanLeslie73, Calgary Flames host on Sportsnet. Ryan, thanks a lot for giving us some time today.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. Anytime.